Good evening, everyone. This is Brother Brandon coming to you live from Fort Smith, Arkansas, with another Car Talk. It's a very special edition of the Car Talk because I am at work on break. Really not going to try to be on here too long today or tonight. So I'm kind of multitasking. I don't really want to be too conspicuous around others. Kind of try to keep it on the down low for a bit. I was thinking about something tonight. Just wanted to share with you all today. The title of this thing, video, is called Did Jesus Ever Name Call Sinners? And, I have said in times past that there is a time and place for name, for that, but just given even more thought about it, is that when you actually take a look at John the Baptist, you take a look at our Lord, and you really take a good look of who they really called serpents and, you know, vipers. Jesus, it was the religious fanatics, the religious people, the do-good people, the people that were just religious zealots. They weren't even born again. They were just claiming to know God, claiming to follow Him. But it was the religious crowd, the Pharisees and Sadducees, that He actually called vipers, called them snakes, called them vipers, called them serpents. And so there is a time and place to call certain groups vipers. You know, we got a lot of them. You got all these fake religious people. You got these fake politicians that are vipers or snakes. I'm not saying every single politician is fake. I'm just saying there's a lot of them out there that are vipers. They're, you know, they are what they are. But do we ever see Jesus ever call a sinner by, like, a name of some sort? The answer to that is no, we don't. As far as I'm concerned and aware, there is nowhere in Scripture where Jesus goes around calling sinners names and yelling at them. And, you know, you never see Jesus. For an example, you got that woman that was caught in the act of adultery. You don't see Jesus ever calling her a Jezebel. You don't ever see Him call that woman names. And of course, even in the New Testament, Paul warns that there would be grievous wolves that would come in. And so, to say that someone's a serpent or a wolf, we say that because we know that's who they are. But you really don't see Jesus, you never, not once, ever see Jesus going around calling a whole bunch of women Jezebels. You don't see Jesus saying this or that against sinners. It's actually quite the opposite. You actually see Jesus have compassion on these people. Jesus is what? He is known as a friend of sinners. If Jesus is a friend of sinners, which He is, why in our minds do we think that he's going to go around name-calling people? Aren't you glad that we serve a Savior that doesn't name-call you and call you a wolf or a serpent? Aren't you glad about that? Now, there are wolves, there are serpents out there, and there's times and places to say that. But the point I'm trying to make is, you don't ever see Jesus going around to sinners, you know, that need saving, or who are in sin, or who may be rebellious, you know, towards them. You don't ever see Jesus going around calling them names. You see them have compassion on people. And I'm telling you, if Jesus had compassion on sinners, we ought to too. We ought to have compassion for sinners. We shouldn't be going around name-calling sinners and saying that people are a bunch of Jezebels and wicked as hell and all that stuff. No, that's a wrong attitude to have. Now, I will tell you something. I will say this. You get people like Joel Osteen and all these other megachurch people. Are they wolves? You bet they are. You know why they're wolves? They're wolves because all they do is devour their flocks. They don't care about them. They fleece them for money, and it's all about them. It's all about what they want and need, and so they expect that they expect their flock to basically fund their extravagant lifestyles, which makes them a wolf. Joel Osteen, Smiley Joel, is a wolf in sheep's clothing. And a wolf in sheep's clothing is not a sheep. But you wouldn't see me going around in the streets calling everybody, you know, names. You know, it's not right. It's not right. Again, there's a time and place for that. And that should not be an everyday thing. We shouldn't be just going around and start accusing sinners and calling them names and all that. Jesus never did. As a matter of fact, if I'm right, the only groups of people that Jesus ever called a name were religious people. Were religious Pharisees and Sadducees. That's actually about the only time you'd ever see Jesus actually name call. And you never act, and by the way, who did John the Baptist call serpents, vipers? Who did he call them to? Same group of people. John the Baptist, he basically told the Pharisees they're a bunch of vipers. So again, there's always going to be a time and place for things. But never ever do you ever see in the Word, as that I'm aware of, you don't ever see God or our Lord going around and just spitballing names against sinners. That doesn't happen. Jesus is a friend of sinners. Amen. He's a friend of sinners. And by the way, if there's anybody that will actually sit down and eat with sinners, it's Jesus. Jesus actually eats and sits with sinners. So, for anyone to name call sinners, you have to think about that. Do I have enough love to actually sit and eat with them and actually listen to them and try to befriend them? Because, listen, we got to at least reach out to people. And calling names against sinners is not the way to reach out to people. Just saying. So I think, really, we really just need to just take a step back and actually read what God says in His Word. Pay very close attention who Jesus actually name calls. He name calls the Pharisees and Sadducees as serpents. John the Baptist also refers to the Pharisees and Sadducees as serpents. I cannot think of any time in the Bible would Jesus ever, where he ever name calls a sinner. And so we got to just be mindful about that. So, with that said, did Jesus ever name call a sinner? As far as I'm concerned, no, I don't see it anywhere in the Bible. We ought to be friends of sinners. If Jesus was a friend of sinners, we ought to be a friend of sinners. Now, does that mean we got to compromise the truth? No. What that means is, you should be able to listen to them, get to know them, hear them out, and be able, by your actions, present the gospel to them. I'm not saying you ought to compromise. I'm saying that what you need to do is you can still befriend somebody without compromising. You can befriend somebody and preach the gospel at the same time without compromising who you are and without compromising the truth. And so, we should be able to reach out to sinners, be able to reach out to them. How many of you would ever actually sit down and eat with somebody that was a sinner and talk to them about Christ and witness to them? Because the truth of the matter is, we're all sinners. The difference between the two groups is one saved and one saved by grace through faith, the other one's not. So, you know, and I think it's very hypocritical for any Christian to say, no, I would never eat with so-and-so because they sin this way. Oh, but you won't eat with them, but you'll eat with your own brothers and sisters in Christ in whom they also sin and have to ask for forgiveness? Just because someone's born again does not mean they're sinless. When you got someone who's born again, you know very well they're going to fall short. So to say that you'll never eat with a lost person who sins, oh, but you'll eat with a brother, that's hypocritical, folks. Let's not be that way. If you can sit and eat and shake hands with people that you call brothers, then you ought to be able to shake hands and sit and eat with those who are lost. Why should we judge people? Why should we judge people because they sin differently than us? Let's be real. We all sin. We all fall short. Why do you think believers have to ask and repent of their sin? Let's not play games. Let's not kid ourselves. Let's not be hypocrites in this area. If you can sit and eat with a brother that sins differently than you, then you should be able to shake hands and sit and eat with somebody who's lost. I'm just being honest with you. I'm not trying to be mean or pick on anybody, but listen, I think there's a lot of people that have a hypocritical attitude because they'll eat with a brother that sins and falls short. Like, they'll eat with a brother who will fall short and will sin, but yet they won't eat with certain groups of people because they sin differently. Let's be real. Let's not do that. That doesn't look good. That doesn't look good for Christians, and I don't think that really helps out the cause of Christ all that well. If we truly love sinners and the lost, we ought to be able to unconditionally reach out to them, to show them the love of Christ, be able to tell them the gospel truth without compromising, and being able to let them know that Christ loves them, that Christ died for them. Amen. Amen. So listen, man, listen, y'all, I just wanted to share that with you today. Let me know what you guys think, but let's have a love for sinners. Amen. Let's not be hatred. Let's not have a hatred towards them. We ought to love sinners. You know, as Jesus said, we're to love our enemies. And Jesus said, if you only love those who love you, what reward do you have? And God also says in his word that if you love one another, people will know that you are Christ's disciples. So we ought to love one another. We have to love one another. We have to love our enemies. Amen. So just food for thought here today. Something I was thinking about. I'm not trying to condemn anyone. I love you guys. But just want to share that with you, something that's been kind of been on my mind. Hopefully this is a blessing to you, and hopefully you get something out of this, all right? So I love you guys. God bless you. You guys have a great night, and Lord willing, we'll see you all tomorrow on Tuesday's Bible study. All right? Love you guys. See ya.